Okay, so you're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I'm talking to my good friend, Shauna Coronado. Hello, Shauna.
Hello from the United States. How are you doing?
Good, good. It's been a while since I spoke to you. Last time we spoke, we were in a pub. No, we weren't. We were in Bloom. What was
it? Yes, Bloom 2010, and Bloom was beautiful. I want to come back for next year.
Yeah, most of you, for those that don't remember or who were following the blog, Bloom 2010, Shauna Coronado came over. Shauna's the author of a book called Gardening Nude that I'd reviewed on the blog. She's also good friends with myself and another nursery man you might remember called Pat Fitzgerald. Shauna, you had a great response at Bloom. I pinned it down to the fact that you're, I pinned it down to your accent, really.
No, it's because I'm knowledgeable and I'm informative. I'm out there building community with gardens. It's all, and it's not about looks or that accent. It is absolutely because I'm brilliant, of course.
That's absolutely true. It's been a couple of months since I spoke with you. What have you been doing? I mean, it was June bank holiday weekend, July, August, September, kind of, you know, it's been 3.5 months since I spoke to you last. What have you been up to?
All about vegetable gardening. I ripped out my front lawn, planted a vegetable garden, and that is what I've been focused on for the entire season, is teaching people what to do with it.
What can people expect from you coming up over the next couple of weeks and months as regards, I suppose, from the casual gardener, from the American gardener, from the Warrenville United States gardener? What do people expect?
Are you kidding? Nothing but trouble. I'm going to tell you all about how my garden grows, and then through the fall season, I can definitely share some exciting things.
So realistically, and I know we're talking different climates, but I mean the art of growing, let's say, tomatoes. I know you're growing them in your front garden in Ireland. We'd grow them in a glasshouse, let's say. But I mean, in theory, the reality is, if you're growing a tomato plant, you're growing a tomato plant. If you give it 31 degrees outside, and we give it 31 degrees Celsius inside, I mean, the art of growing a tomato is essentially the same, no matter where
it
you
is.
Are.
As exactly. Long as
you give it, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, to be honest with you, the only thing that should be different is the methodologies that you use to grow. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's the same thing from one point to the other. Now, do a lot of people in Ireland have glass houses? Greenhouses?
Yeah, and a lot of us throw stones, which is such a bad joke. No, I think we're kind of getting into it. I don't think it was a big thing. I think probably going back to 1980, it was more, look, if you had, you might say the money. But I think now a lot of people, in my opinion, are seeing glass houses as a bit of an investment and a wise investment because they're being used, you know. So I'm not too sure how it works in the States on that one.
So I'm wondering, you have to ask Pat Fitzgerald, is he growing tomatoes inside those greenhouses for his family as well as all the wonderful plants that he grows? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know what Pat Fitzgerald is doing, besides drinking Guinness, of course.
Well, I tell you something for free. If humans could eat grasses, Pat would have a lifetime supply of them. I mean, that's a speciality. He might be growing a few domestically for himself, but we'll have him on the show in a couple of weeks' time. We'll be talking to him, see what he's up to.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.